You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, Danielle, you pissed off a listener and they want an apology.
What happened?
I got a 339 text during the break from a 75-year-old practicing ICU physician who wants an apology for your comment on the guy who pulled the gun.
What about it?
Because the people in the post office had the gloves and the mask on and he thought they were giving him the coronavirus. And you said the guy was 75, so he was probably out of it. And this guy is very, very offended.
Well, I wasn't making a generalization. I don't know if I said probably.
You're profiling. Possibly, he
might have been dealing with some issues. So maybe the guy gets a pass. He's trying to be considerate of the fact that sometimes older people might be a little confused about stuff. I wasn't making a blanket statement.
Glenn is sensitive texting in this morning.
How about that guy, though? Kudos to that guy, 75-year-old practicing ICU doctor.
God bless him.
Thank you very much for that. This is Andrew from Medford. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. I'm a local filmmaker. I just wanted to recommend my film, The Blood Painting, which is my first feature film on Amazon.
Something to watch.
Oh, right to the point.
You got right to the point. What's it called?
The Blood Painting.
The Blood Painting. Quick synopsis of the plot.
An artist, been a New England fisherman back in the 70s, shoots himself when he's an artist, and he sprays a little blood in his paint, art, and his two young boys. I'm the lead actor. I'm 5 at the time. My younger brother's 3. It's about me and him. It's a famous painting at this time in America. It's about me and my brother 25 years later, how we deal with it. It becomes like a psychological thriller. The painting goes missing. I start killing people. It has like a sixth sense kind of shocking ending.
Do we get it on like Netflix, or how do we get it?
Amazon Prime.
Greg hasn't figured out Amazon Prime yet.
I can't wait till Ozark, the new season, comes on. Is it Friday?
Friday.
Why couldn't they push that up for us?
I don't know. I tweeted so many times about that, and I've seen many other people echo that sentiment. I think you know what it was. Like 2 days after I had tweeted that, Tiger King came out. So I think they were like, "Hold on, we have something for you. We've got Joe Exotic. Just sit down and wait."
Is it physically possible to run out of things that you can watch on Netflix asking for a friend?
I
might be close to the end.
You've gone very deep into Netflix territory.
Yeah.
Have you watched The Pharmacist? I forget.
No, I might do that. Well, see, I cannot wait for this next season of Ozark, which might be the greatest show on television. How many times have I said that recently?
Many.
Greg, how about some sports docs?
Seasons 1 and 2.
Well, I watched the OJ thing again last night.
Yep.
The 30 for 30.
Amazing. Some great baseball ones, though. The Ken Burns stuff is on PBS, but you can also get, The Beautiful Bastards of Baseball, Ken? Is that the one that Kurt Russell is in, that great documentary?
Probably.
Yeah, that's a great watch.
By the way, speaking of OJ, OJ is being accused of being a tad bit insensitive. When it comes to the list of things that he has been accused of, I would say that this is at the bottom of importance. But anyway, here's what OJ said about golf.
We got to finish our round of golf today. They said they were going to close the golf course at one point, and now they're saying they're going to be closed, and other courses are talking about closing. But you don't really get that close to one another on a golf course, and I think for some of the older guys that golf is their only exercise, I think it's going to hurt them if you start closing all the golf courses. I'm just saying, and if you do close them, you better open up some insane asylum. Get me a bed, because I know if I can't play golf for the next month, I'm going to go crazy.
Don't want to make OJ angry.
I mean, are you freaking kidding me? That guy is still gallivanting around the country by playing golf. Like, you watch that 30 for 30 thing, and it's just... It's so disturbing. Like the blood trail, leading right to his bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And like in the when they did that interview with him, those two idiots, Van Adder and the other guy,
Don Van Adder.
Like, and they're like, "Hey, how'd you cut your hand?" And he's like, "No, I'm not really sure how I cut my finger." Then later he gives the glass explanation in Chicago, and then he gives the reaching for the cell phone in the truck and the. And that meanwhile, the guy is running around, killed two people in cold blood, and he's running around complaining because he can't golf during the
crisis. Don't you get as angry all over again watching it, watching how poorly executed that entire plan was from the DA's office?
Blood on the door doorwell of his Bronco.
It's so infuriating. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, guys. How are you?
What's up, Sarah?
Great.
I wanted to talk about Tiger King.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I watched the episode last night with Mario, and I ended up paying Mario $500 to paint a painting for my fiance for his birthday.
Prior to this?
Prior. Yep.
How did that happen?
So if you go onto Instagram and you follow a chimpanzee called Limbani. He has over a million followers, and he's a chimp out of the zoo in Florida.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, this is a true story, I swear to God. So both my fiance and I follow Limbani.
Okay.
And he paints paintings, and you have to make a donation.
He's a chimp.
Does
he use paint or his poop?
No, he uses paint.
Okay. All right.
I know Danielle's an animal lover. I want her to go on to his Instagram page and follow.
Okay.
And check it out. Right. You should. So I donated $500 through PayPal, and it went directly to Mario. I have email exchanges between he and I, and I did get a painting for my fiance for his 50th birthday. True story.
Wow.
I have a video of Limbani painting the actual painting.
Are you under the impression, like Nick now is, and I was from the get-go, that Carol offed the husband?
100%.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's the question that must be asked.
Every bit as guilty as OJ.
You can't stand Carol, right?
Carol Baskin?
Yeah.
She is so far and ahead of everyone else on the leaderboard of despicability in Tiger King.
Is she worse than Skylar White?
Oh,
you hate Skylar.
Oh.
And Ted Beneke's heated floor.
Oh, I would all day and all night Skylar White before Carol Baskin. Well, she is a cold-blooded murderer, a liar. She is deceitful.
Allegedly. In your opinion.
All right, I don't want her and her 10 million YouTube fans to come after me now because we saw how litigious she is as well. Yeah. Hey, she absolutely had this guy fed. And I told you yesterday, you want to intern with her and start earning color belts so you can become a higher level intern at her glorified Joe Exotic Park called Big Cat Rescue.
I mean, she
12
has
hours a day
labor.
Times 6 hours a day, Curtis.
They all have unpaid labor.
It's unbelievable. Like how she's sitting there on this high horse when she's got these basically women working as her slaves.
Nobody at any of the exotic parks made more than like $100 a month or whatever it was.
Those women for Doc Antle, what was it, $100 a week, and they work 16-hour days?
Yes, because they love little tigers. Oh, they love like exotic animals. I didn't realize. Well, did you know this, Danielle, that people loved exotic animals so much that they're willing to work for like nothing to be around them?
Yeah.
I mean,
tiger selfies.
How do you think rescue works?
The women working for Doc, Curtis, they took new names.
They changed their identity and became, it is a cult. The woman, who's the girl that left? I don't know her name. But
she's in Iowa now.
Yeah. She, the one, you mean the one that Doc wanted her to get fake boobs?
Right.
Yeah.
And she's talking about how people say you can just leave. And she said it's the power of the place. Because what do these people have after you're there for 10 years?
Yeah.
You have no money. You live there. And he's basically got you under a spell.
All right. Do we have time to get to the... I think we do. Let's get to a new feature on this show.
The Greg Hill Show presents the top five most beautiful briefing moments.
As we near the end of our historic battle with the invisible enemy.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful. Very beautiful.
Danielle is obsessed with, even though she may not be the biggest fan of our president, obsessed with watching the daily briefings.
Yes. Because
she has nothing else to do. And so...
I have plenty to do. I listen to it in my headphones while I paint.
You...
That's why I could. When I was thinking about which cuts to use last night, I was like, "Oh, the one where he talked about this." I was halfway through the right-hand wall, so that must have been at 35 minutes in.
Danielle, are you or are you not going to start selling squirrel paintings just to raise a little extra money for the animals?
I mean, I may. It's possible.
So we can now present for you the top five moments during yesterday's briefing.
Yes.
What do you want to start with?
The president reminds us how he does and doesn't do things in this first cut. And
okay.
I think some people might get a chuckle out of it based on how he tweets.
Okay. All right.
Number five.
I'm not going to do anything rash or hastily. I don't do that.
No.
Well, he doesn't do things
that.
Hastily.
No. Never. Never. That is pure Covfefe.
Mm-hmm.
What is at number four?
Number four, actually, I'll segue for a second to Dr. Fauci, because this was very funny, because Trump brought him in at one point to answer a question about something, and uh-huh. there was a bit of confusion with the reporter asking the question.
Okay. Number four.
World Health Organization praising China for its transparency and leadership on their response to the pandemic.
You know, I can't comment on that because, I mean, that I don't have any viewpoint into it. I mean, I don't even know what your question is.
Welcome to the group.
And he walks off the podium. Trump goes, "Welcome to the group."
Fauci started talking to that reporter like Brady did me that time.
And then, of course, at the start of the whole COVID-19 debacle, there was the debate on whether or not we should shut down individuals coming here from China. And the president reacted.
Number three.
But we're the ones that gave the great response, and we're the ones that kept China out of here. And if we didn't do it, you'd have thousands and thousands of people died, would have died, that are now living and happy. If I didn't do that early, call on China, and nobody wanted that to happen.
Yeah.
Nobody.
That's right. You'd have thousands and thousands of people died.
Mm-hmm.
They
died.
Always died.
Would have died.
Died.
It's so tough backing this guy. I mean, it's the middle of a pandemic and he's settling scores. Like, just do your job.
For the record.
What? I think he's doing an okay job.
Thank you, Curtis.
I think he's...
If Curtis even turns on...
Curtis is pro-Hillary now. I'm encouraged.
Just shut up. Honest to God.
Really, everything is a vendetta with this guy. Everything is like a New York land deal gone awry. God.
Now, speaking of settling scores, he did bring up the border wall. The border wall was discussed during the press conference. And toward the end of this cut, he makes a very... interesting revelation.
Okay.
Number two.
Before I came here, we weren't into borders. We had a country, people could come in. We had a whole different deal. Now we're up to almost 164 miles. Think of that. 164 miles of wall. Big, beautiful wall. And in those areas, it's very, very tough to come in. We've been very tough on the borders. I mean, where we have the wall built, nobody's getting through. Now, they're going around, but that's a long trip. They're going around. That's the way they get through.
Going around.
Oh, no, you're going to love my big, beautiful wall.
He is not wrong.
Not wrong.
It's a long way around.
Wall.
He's not wrong about that.
Look at the detour I created.
He is not wrong about that.
I'm making it harder. I'm making it more difficult.
They'll have to take the long way around.
He's not. Take the long way home. I want that Super Tramp rejoin.
Yes.
You got it.
All right.
But that's a long trip. They're going around. That's the way they get through.
All right.
Now, finally.
Not the only way is through. Oh, that's Under Armour. Sorry, Mr. President.
There were a lot of requests included in the stimulus package within Congress. And one of those things was a line item for $35 million for the Kennedy Center. And the president did grant, I think, $25 million for that. And then he went on to talk about this.
Number one.
And I knew it was $35 million, and we actually took off 10. But I'm a fan of that, although I haven't spent time there because I'm far too busy. I'd love to go there evenings, but I'm too busy doing things because that's more important for me than going there. But the Kennedy Center has suffered greatly because nobody can go there. It's essentially closed. If I wanted to go there tonight to look at Romeo and Juliet, I'd love to see Romeo and Juliet tonight, right? You know what would happen? They say, sorry, 250 people or 50 people, whatever it might be down to.
Couldn't go see it.
What is he saying? What is he doing?
Romeo and Juliet.
Couldn't do it.
Can't go to see, a guy can't go see Romeo and Juliet.
Nope.
All right. Well, there it is. We can do that every day.
I mean, we can. So, okay. We can.
All right. Top five most beautiful moments from yesterday's briefing. And now it's time to find out what is trending.
Drive home with OMF. Weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the all-new 2020 Subaru Outback with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Go where love takes you this spring. Learn more about the best Subaru ever at SubaruofNewEngland.com. The best Subaru Outback ever. The Cam Newton suggestion didn't go very far early in the show. How come people aren't jumping on my bandwagon here? Cam Newton 1 year. A lot of talk about Cam and Dalton the last couple of days in the sports world.
Well, what do you got to pay him?
I think $10 million or less, maybe much less. He has no suitors out there.
Ken, he won't take less than that. His agents will try to keep him around as long as possible to get a premier deal. And when you know that a team like the Los Angeles Chargers, who are desperate for any sort of sex appeal or star power, could get a Cam Newton over they have Tyrod Taylor and Easton Stick.
But they have no competition. There literally is no other NFL team that needs a quarterback.
No, I know.
Except
they'll
Miami
bid
and Cincinnati,
themselves.
And they're going to draft one.
Right.
So it's down to the Patriots and the Chargers.
But you're suggesting that for the sake of Stidham,
mm-hmm.
and we can ask Devin McCourty about this when he joins us at 9 this morning.
Stiddy.
For the sake of Stidham, you don't want him to be the guy that replaces the guy. You want him to be the guy that replaces the guy that replaced the guy.
Correct. The last we saw Stidham, he was peeing down his leg against the Jets.
Essentially, you're bringing Cam Newton in as a sacrificial lamb for 1 year.
Possibly. Or he's recovered, and he's
so bad that people say, all right, bring on the Stidham era. That's what you're suggesting.
He's 2-0 against the Patriots. Mike Florio always points that out in his career. And you've got McDaniels, Fitzy, who drafted Tim Tebow. So he likes the dual-threat quarterbacks, right?
While he may, and Belichick is rumored to have long been enamored of Cam Newton's skill set and talent, he just doesn't have the headspace of a quarterback that I think that they would want to work with. I will say this, though. He would bring a lot to the Patriots' post-game presser. When he dresses up like he's in the Tyler Perry movies.
Stylishly, yes. There you go. Yes. Would he outdress Tom Brady?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, he dresses like Batman villains half the time.
Devin McCourty, 9 a.m. Roger Goodell has ordered all 32 teams to close their facilities. Bruins announcing Wednesday that effective April 1st, 68 full-time salaried employees are being placed on leave. They'll get 1 week of pay, 8 weeks of benefits, 82 others indefinite salary reduction. Delaware North calls it, quote, a temporary business stabilization measure, end quote. I guess some of these people can get unemployment, right? So maybe,
yes.
Yep,
they can.
There you go. So it's so hard to know. I mean, the details of the $1.5 million fund is very nebulous. And you're right. Other organizations have done this, too. The Sabres have done the same. So it's not just the Bruins. But not a good PR look.
I guess when it comes to these businesses, you don't know necessarily the ins and outs. I mean, the last person I want to be an apologist for is Jeremy Jacobs because he's frugal. Their business is based almost all on the hospitality industry, which is absolutely dead. So,
I know, but didn't they make extra money in the games they already played by squeezing in like 3,000 seats where nobody could fit before?
They did, yes.
Like, Greg liked those seats.
That. You're right.
Oh, yeah, you said they were spacious.
Yeah, you're right.
Greg never sat in those seats.
Yes, I did. I enjoyed them. I thought they were great.
Lies.
Distant memory that is.
I miss hockey. I don't you miss
Same,
hockey?
Same, yeah.
Yep.
I miss hockey.
Sports in general?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, all of it.
And today would have been opening day in baseball. No Sox Jays, 3:37 this afternoon. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
So when it comes to taking the long way home, do you feel like traffic is better or has gone back to where it was before? I feel like in some cases, for a while, it was really, really good at the start of this. Now I feel like, I don't know if it's the essential, like everybody's essential thing or whatever, but I had a text earlier about Route 2 being as congested as it was a month or so ago during normal times.
Yeah.
Back in the normal times.
Really?
Yeah, because I think people are sneaking back into, I mean, there's... Like, who's not essential at this point? Everybody has been deemed to be essential. Even the, you know, as Ken mentioned earlier with disdain, the construction sites are back up and running, which I think is an okay thing. I know you're bothered
Well, your
by
boy
that,
Mayor Walsh does not agree. He's getting overruled by Governor Baker.
Yes, he did get overruled by Governor Baker.
He extended his construction ban for 14 days, and then the governor said, nope, essential.
And where does Mayor Walsh stand on which Joe can come in?
Good question.
That's a great question.
Yeah, which Joe is the essential Joe? Do we know?
So what, Ken, you want all construction sites down? You want like all those people out of work?
Yeah, well, add them out of work. If I'm them, I'm terrified. Like, this is part of the reason we banned it in the first place, because it's spreading among... the groups, you know.
They can't be responsible for their own social distancing on a job site?
I don't know a construction site's enough to know that one way or the other, but obviously Mayor Walsh finds it's a concern.
Greg's a big manual labor guy, Ken. He likes to wear the hard hat down at the construction site.
Like, I happen to know some people in the industry, and they went to, immediately went to day shifts and night shifts so that there were less... people on the site, and they also, you got people that are working 20 feet from each other on these job sites. I mean, Ken told me this morning, I believe, if I remember correctly, before the show started, that he agrees that all tobacco sales should be banned because people who smoke are more likely to get the coronavirus?
Well, that's a no-brainer. I mean, come on.
Yes, that's what he's...
It's a respiratory illness. I mean, I understand normally if you want to kill yourself in whatever means you want to kill yourself, go ahead and do it. It's your life. But in this case, you're affecting other people. Now you're staying in the hospital longer. Now you're taking up ICU beds.
Do you understand, though, the psychological impact of having to go cold turkey for a lot of people and the subsequent... because I like to look a few steps down the line with these things, the stresses that will cause within homes if they're already having fights and arguments and dangerous situations when people can't run out and have a cigarette, it's going to get way worse.
Ken Jong-un does not care about your cigarettes. I'm waiting for Ken Jong-un to tell us he had 16 holes in one the other day when he went golfing.
Well, you got this from...
Well, this is a New York thing. It's happening.
The doctors in New York have asked the governor to stop all tobacco sales.
Correct. And Cuomo's behind it.
Now they're going to stockpile cigarettes.
Well, they're already like $15 a pack in the city to begin with. So it would probably benefit people during a time of financial duress. But I'm with Ken Jeong Laird on this one. Well, just because you could be placing an unnecessary burden on a system that is already beyond taxed or maxed. I mean, we're like,
if these people
won't
quit for themselves or their family, they're not going to quit for the healthcare system. I hate to break it to you.
Is the coronavirus laced with communism? Is that what we're like getting right now?
Oh, God forbid. Everybody just bite the bullet for the greater good for a couple of months. I can't.
Says the guy driving to the Cape today.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
To steer clear, to refresh the environment for the kids. I'm doing it for my children, Curtis.
Oh, so that's okay?
Yes,
you could drive all over the state for your kids.
That's fine. All over the state. I am burning gallons of gas in my fuel-efficient, super unsexy hybrid vehicle. Yes, thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
God.
There was a woman. I worked at Walgreens in high school, and there was a woman that used to come in and buy like Virginia Slims every day. And she used to say, when cigarettes hit $2 a pack, that's when I'll quit. That woman still is alive, and she still lives in town. And spoiler alert, she still smokes.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see this being a viable option.
This 508 texter is going to have to clarify. They say that I am talking out of my huge ass. But
you sure that's directed at you?
Yes, I think it was. They say Greg at the beginning.
Oh, so okay.
You're going to have to clarify.
Let's see if I can get a backstory.
Listen, I know this other 508 texter says, I've never been on a construction site. That's not true.
He walked into one by accident in the seaport. He was looking for Mastros. Went into the wrong entrance.
Yeah. They say that there are trades in which you can't be 6 feet apart. All right. Well, we don't trust those people in those trades to not work together when they can't work. I don't know. I get it, Ken. You would like to see every single thing shut down. What do you say to those construction workers? They're without a job. Is the business still there when they come back to it?
Honestly, I would love to hear from a construction worker. Maybe they'd be happy to have, to be furloughed
for safety for the short term. You think they would want to be
shut
down?
I don't know. I can't say I know construction enough.
This is the only thing really that the governor and the mayor have had a dispute over. Is that correct? And the governor yesterday overruled all of the local authorities who had been attempting to shut construction sites down.
Yeah.
And said that no, construction can continue. The construction sites can continue.
Slippery slope.
Hello, Kara.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Kara?
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm calling. I'm doing okay. I am a nurse, and I was here kind of discussing the cigarette smoking.
Yes.
And I think what people aren't realizing is that the damage that has been done by smokers to their lungs is what's making them more at risk for getting the disease and being in the hospital. The damage is not going to be reversed just because we have them quit smoking now.
Right.
All right. So as a nurse, and thank you for doing what you do, we all really appreciate that. As a nurse, you're saying stopping the tobacco sales like they're going to do in New York is not going to help much, unfortunately.
No, I mean, most of these people have been smoking for years, and, you know, just quitting now is not going to really reverse the damage that has already been done. You know, over longer term, you can have some reversal of some of the damage that's been done, but over the short term, for the next few weeks, that's not really going to make that much of a difference.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Kara.
So smoke them if you got them, huh?
Yep. Smoke
just open the vape shops back up, too, while we're at it.
Okay.
Maybe some hookah parlors.
Hey.
You like the hookah, Danielle?
You just have to, you need a six, at least a 3 foot long, tube for every person so they can be 6 feet apart.
Well, you know who's not stopping when it comes to cigarettes or beer? The 81-year-old woman from Hull.
Yeah, she's
lots of beer in the fridge.
Lots of beer in the fridge.
She's got it.
That's all you need to survive. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Two questions about Tiger King. First off, how the heck did Jeff make his money? Jeff from Vegas.
It's kind of sketchy. I mean, that's a great question. He arrives on the scene as a wealthy man. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he made it. My guess is that it wasn't through the most reputable means, if I had to guess. But yes.
And then Carol, doesn't she realize with all the stuff that she's doing, she's cutting off her nose and spite her face?
In what way?
Well, I know she calls it a rescue, but if she wants to get rid of all the zoos, it's going to come down to her also.
We discussed this yesterday. Carol's running an exotic zoo. She's not running. Danielle, I'd love for you as an animal rescue person to address this.
Yep.
Is Carol any better than than the great Joe Exotic?
No.
Same damn person. She's not. They are the same
thing.
They are virtually the same.
She's charging people to come to her zoo, which she has disguised as a rescue place.
Correct.
And then she's trying to put exotic Joe Exotic out of business.
Yes. And between the two, were I a paying customer, I'd much rather go to Joe Exotics.
Well, because of Joe.
Yeah.
Not because
I get a real show.
And you wouldn't get killed.
Yeah, and much less. The animal might attack me, but I wouldn't be fed to him.
Allegedly.
Gosh, she's... You know, at least Joe is just a freak. She's a creep. There's a difference between the two. He's a freak. She's a creep.
He's kind of a lovable freak, though, isn't he?
Yeah, really? They all. But listen, they all have like the like. What do they say? Like, if you don't want to know what's, you know, don't peek inside the sausage factory. Don't look under the boat. You know, there's gonna like the underbelly is just so gross.
Joe had a tough upbringing. His dad was not very receptive to his lifestyle.
That's correct. Yeah, he's one of society's victims.
Yes.
Let's see. This is Carlton from Maine. What's up, Carlton?
How you doing?
How are you?
I am good.
What's going on?
So I wanted to touch base with you guys. I work for a construction company up in Maine. I heard Ken say something about he wanted to shut down construction.
Yes.
I want to know his logic and why construction would need to be shut down over a virus.
Well, I mean, the write-ups that I've seen as the rationale is that construction workers just share too many things that are too close together for too long. It's not safe. I mean, you would know better than I whether that's true or not. Can you stay 6 feet away from everybody on the site?
Well, that's part of what we're doing to adapt. You know, you adapt to the times, just like any safety issue that we have. We adjust, we make adjustments, we do everything within our power, and most of the time we're outside, we're trying to stay 6 feet away from each other, we're doing everything that is, everybody suggested. So, yeah, I think we can manage to do that and still show up to work every day. And I know firsthand that most of the construction workers don't want to be, we're not worried about the virus so much as we don't want to be at work. We all want to work. We all want to keep doing what we're doing and making sure that, our roads are getting repaired, our bridges are getting repaired, our equipment's getting where it needs to be. I drive a truck primarily, so I'm by myself most of the time, but I get to the job sites, my guys that I'm working with are, we're keeping away from each other as much as we can.
Yeah.
But there's certain risks that we take, but we take risks every day with what we do anyway.
I mean, we're getting advice on shutting construction sites down from a guy who can't get a 3-year-old into a car seat.
We learned on the plane with Nick, they are like octopi.
Like a wrestling in the octopus.
That's a comparable issue, I think. I'm willing to back down on this.
That's one of those ones where you say no disrespect at the end.
Sure. Right.
Sure.
I mean, no disrespect.
I mean, maybe no he's offense. Right. Maybe I'm wrong on this. I'll admit that. I'm talking out of my... I don't know for sure what goes on at these sites, but obviously some people are concerned.
Yeah. This is Bill from Reading. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Greg. What's going on? So I am a plumber, work for myself, and you won't believe the moron calls that I'm getting.
like what?
This is the most common one I'm getting right now. I'm home because I'm working from home, but I'm trying to take care of the honeydew list. Mm-hmm. Can you come out and fix the fourth toilet because the flapper's messed up?
Yep. Yeah.
Right. And they want to allow...
So no chance in hell I'm going there.
So, Bill...
So I just start coughing on the phone and say, I'll be there in an hour. And then they change their mind. But I'm currently en route to Whalen to unhook a laundry so the wallpapers people can put the wallpaper on. Are they essential?
Are they essential? And now I have to go risk my life for a wallpaper hanger?
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
This is where we're at. I'm trying not to work. I've been home for 3 days. I'm laying low this week, but I keep getting the stupid calls. And I got to work, so I got to pick and choose which stupid calls I go to.
But are you worried about going into other people's homes?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
I got a kid. I got my four-year-old in the back seat with me. She's on the tablet, and she's going to sit in the car while I go in and go out. I got a stupid mask and gloves. I walk in, I unhook this thing, I get back in the car, I go to one more stupid call, and I go home.
Ken and Nick are going to call the police on you.
Danielle, I've done maybe a couple too many things in my life where I've been like, all right, just the two of you sit here for one sec. Dad will be right back. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Can we still play Dad will be right back?
My grandmother used to send me into the packy to buy cigarettes when I was little. She'd be like, tell them I'll wave to them from the car. I'm like, yeah, okay.
I mean, we're not even considering. This was my lead this morning at 6, but we're not even considering the toll that this is taking on American marriages. The New York Post is reporting today that there has been a 50% rise when it comes to divorce attorneys in the inquiries about dissolving the marriage, because people are now, for the first time, experiencing actual time together.
Uh-huh. Right.
This is what you're like.
For an extended period of time.
Oh, my God.
50%.
This is you? Oh, I hate you. Yeah. No, I don't like you.
Well, you're forgetting a variable in this. It's at home together with their kids out of school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that you have the stress of having to think of ways to entertain your kids with no school on top of the isolation.
Don't forget that the roots have started to show.
Yep. The nails have grown out. The eyelashes have fallen off.
You're running out of beauty products.
Greg ran out of sour cream.
Yeah.
The husband's walking around the corner and he's like, oh, who is that?
Who are you? Mm-hmm. Where's my wife?
And the wife's like, wow, you got gout.
who's shaving? Who's taking care of themselves at this point now? Who cares?
And no toilet paper.
I'm not shaving.
Neither am I. I'm going full Corona beard. I'm not until we get the all clear.
I'm excited that I got my head shaved right before this happened, because at least I don't have to worry about that for a while. But all right, well.
Is your white shirt okay?
Get no bleach to clean it.
This is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey.
What's up, Chris?
How you guys doing today?
What's going on? Are you working or not working?
Well, listen, I complained to my boss about unsanitary conditions last week.
What do you do?
My job is like, I'm an HVAC installer, and I'm working on a job in Devens, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Right near Shirley.
Yep.
And so I complained because literally there's no toilet paper in the sanitary cans.
Uh-huh.
And me and the guy I'm working with literally had to leave, go to the gas station. We had to do what we had to do.
Well, Nick has Nick hoarded all of it.
I did. Yeah, that's right.
Is he the guy coming to the job site and stealing it? But it was so nasty, like we had to leave. And then last week, I think it was last Tuesday, I get to the job site. I got there like 6:30 and I had to do my business. I go in there. It was so disgusting. Yeah. No toilet paper. I left. My boss was going to fire me that day. And what do you want me to do? I said, I'm here. I said, none of us should be here. But mm-hmm. because it's assisted living, which is considered housing, they consider us, you know, essential workers.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm like, it's disgusting. I'm like, I can't even wash my hands here. There's no water. So yesterday I told my boss, listen, you need to supply us our own sanitary can per OSHA rules, and you supply us water. And he goes, you know what? Don't come in the mouth. He goes, you're fired.
What?
Get out.
I swear to God, I even got his text message. But then he turned around and said, he goes, no, I'm just going to lay you off. There's no work. I'm like, bro, you already told me you fired me because of what I said.
Oh.
So now I'm sitting here stuck today with no job, no nothing, because I complained about, you know, trying to be safe.
I'm going by what the governor says. The governor says that it's okay to resume construction. I know you know more than he does, Ken. But hey, before we get to the break, in honor of that guy, can we listen to a little bit of the Hits Tis Grimy song? which is called
two rolls. Sweeping the country.
Yes. All right. Let's.
I got two rolls, one for the house and one for the road. I got two rolls, one when I'm chilling and one for the gold. Think I need two more. Line cutting, I'm white wiping. Need something, I'm white wiping. Police coming, I'm white wiping. I got two rolls, one for the house and one for the road. I got two rolls, one when I'm chilling and one for the gold. Pulling up at Costco, oh my God, it's awful. Everybody coughing, I don't mean to sound hostile, but it looks like you got the corona, man. If you sweating, please keep your distance. Trump said you catch it in an instant. That toilet paper's mine, so where is it? You can check the shelves when I'm finished. If you think you get it first, then you tripping. An elderly man cut me, so I tripped him. These canned goods I've been eating just kicked in. Oh my God, I think I feel something dripping. Stomach feeling swole, nowhere left to go. I just bought another roll. I got two rolls, one for the house and one for the road. I got two rolls, one when I'm chillin' and one for the gold. Think I need two more. Line cutting, I'm white wiping. Need something, I'm white wiping. Police coming, I'm white wiping. I got two rolls.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Early in the morning, factory whistle.
The thing about the pandemic is I have gone through the entire Bruce catalog over the last 11 days, back and forth. I could probably get through it three times.
Favorite album on rediscovery?
Darkness is my favorite, has been and always will be, I think.
This next song I wrote is for all the construction workers out there making sure that they're able to maintain a socially distant approach to their hard work in American labor.
Knock it off. Knock it off, Nick. How dare you? Hello, Rick.
Hey, Greg. How you doing? Good morning, buddy.
Are you home or working today, Rick?
I'm working, thank God.
Oh, you're essential? What are you? Like, are you a dog groomer? I noticed that the dog grooming places are open. Is that essential that you're... How come the dogs can get groomed, but the humans can't during this crisis?
Maybe the dogs can't pick it up from the groomer. That's the rationale.
Is that what it is? Okay. Yeah. All right. What do you do, Rick?
I work at Verizon.
Oh, all right. Very essential. We got to have cable.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you calling about?
So So my wife works from home, and she works for big hotel chains, and she's dealing with the whole crisis with that, with all kinds of ownership and stuff, and she's going nuts with the kids at home. Yesterday, I come in, I'm like, so did you hear it's extended till May the 4th? She broke down crying.
Oh, the poor woman.
She goes, no.
Why, when it comes to the governor, do you think that was too long of a period to extend it to now? Or does everybody need to know so that they can plan? I mean, why not go to
I think at this point, if there's the chance that we're going to keep having to put it off, I think you need to let people plan for it.
And you plan the curriculum accordingly in terms of what you're going to be able to teach, and you need the time to sort of set that up in advance. So I think that's the reason for doing it at least through May 4th. But I would bet everything I have that they're not going back to school this year.
I'd be shocked if they did.
I'm in on that.
Why don't they just give everybody A's and be done with it?
Everybody gets a trophy and an A. Coronavirus.
Do you think the teachers should go? I think right now is the time for the teachers union to demand a raise because people fully understand
now they're realizing
the worth that they give to others.
100%. Yep. I agree.
I disagree with that.
I agree 100%.
We're going to talk with Devin McCourty shortly. He's written a great piece for the Players Tribune, which is called The New New England, the Phoenix that is rising from the ashes, the new dynasty, the future is here. And Devin McCourty will join us shortly. This is Mike from Gloucester. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how are you, everybody?
What's going on?
What's up, Mike?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something. You guys are new to me. Yeah. I listen to your show now from 5:30 in the morning all the way till 10 o'clock every single day.
Oh, Mike, I really appreciate that. I can't thank you enough for that. Thank you.
It's a wonderful show.
Oh, thank you.
No, except for Fitzy. I can't stand Fitzy.
Yeah, not gotcha. Same.
Me too. Yeah. Same. Ditto. Join the party. Same. Guy sucks.
My question is, okay, so I know how you feel about the way the government's handling this, Greg, and in some ways I am too. But because what happens next year if we have another super virus and another new super virus after that?
Well, never mind a new one, Mike. Fauci said yesterday that this is definitely coming back in a reasonable time period.
It's not going to wash through
fall or what have you. So I ask the same question that you're asking.
It washes through.
Are we going to shut down everything every time there is a viral threat? I don't know. I mean, go ahead. Yeah. What?
No, did the governor change the April 7th date to May 4th?
Yes.
To everything?
Oh, not for restaurants.
Just schools.
No, just the schools.
Oh, just the schools. Okay, because I'm dying for my YMCA and my barbershop to open up.
The Y. You want to go there? I mean, would you go to the sauna at the Y after everything is reopened?
Fitzy's last trip in public, right? Didn't you tell me that? You went to the sauna?
That's right. Several weeks ago, I went to the steam room about a week or so before all this went down.
Are you talkative in the steam room?
It is really the only place I get 10 minutes of quiet every day.
Do you go nude or do you go towel?
I go briefs. Okay. I don't go nude. I've seen enough proof that Newton was correct.
You gotta at least put the towel down.
Steamy in here, huh, dudes?
Nick also wore his briefs when showering during sports in high school.
Well, 265 pound bar mitzvah mustache me probably a lot of people benefited from those TWs in the shower.
You don't want to assist a 71-year-old Russian man up onto the
95
up onto the sauna seat if he needs some help.
Give push right here, and then he just like smacks his saggy posterior. Give push up.
Hot enough here, huh, guys?
Push. All right.
I know, right?
We will be joined next by Devin McCourty on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.